they have brought individual sales back. They brought simple organisms back from, you know, being frozen in Antarctica, and there's some that are frozen for years and come back. So I think the science can support it, but we would probably need quantum computers and institution to come up with the ability to do so. I think scientifically the properties are there, and that's what Trigva bases it all off of. I noticed that in that BBC thing, which is still available online, but I got a idea of where he got all this from, in that their piece was about the Immortal North and how the Scandinavians have always been fascinated with freezing to death, reanimating after freezing. And so earlier experiments were like killing it, or, you know, freezing a chicken and bringing it back alive and things like that. So they have myths and stories about frozen giants and frozen gods, or frozen pagan gods or whatever, and they all reside up north in the frozen land. So I feel like after I, got to know that, I realized, well, this is part of their culture. It's not that far-fetched when you think of it from that perspective. So I do not think it's possible to bring a human back now or anytime in the near future, but science advances toward that. So whether I would do it or not, I don't think so. I like the idea of transitioning to another dimension, more fun than this one. And if not, then this one's been fun. So I don't know, it's like, I wouldn't do it. But if we're gonna talk about long transitions in space or things like that, then the research is good, That's why I think about it. Trigva doesn't think he'll be brought back either. We haven't discussed it directly, but I heard, on that interview with BBC lady, that it's been too long and DNA sampling would be the route to go now. But in the meantime, he's still there.